Hi, welcome to another episode of The Lord's Delight. Today, I'm going to follow up with last week's episode that was about the ways we sin. I had an epiphany after doing that, okay? I don't know, I just started thinking and I realized all the different kinds of sins that we do boils down to one reason why we do it. Isn't that just crazy to think about? I'll explain why I say this. Let's take the example that I talked about in that as well, which is Sarah. God had made a promise. She believed the end result, that they'll have a kid, but not the process. She didn't believe God could give her a child. She said, oh yeah, definitely me, my husband will have a kid, but it'll be through a concubine or like a slave. She didn't trust the process. Our God, when he promises something, he's not a God of trickery. If you look at him like that, sort of when we don't believe him, it shows us what we believe about God as his character. And let's go to some other example. Let's take Moses. When he went back to the Egyptians to like fighting with Pharaoh and to free the Israelites, he utterly believed God. When God told him, hey, put this staff, it becomes a snake, put your hand in, take it out, it becomes leprous. He believed it and just went to the people. And each and every time, imagine how easily we generally give up. The 10 different times he had to go to the Pharaoh and back to God. Pharaoh back to God. Pharaoh. In between, he had to put up with the Israelites who just kept complaining and were mad at him for doing the things to actually free them. And you know what? With the faith he had, you know how many times we go to God and pray, he'd ask us to do something, there will be deliverance at the end. We come back, God, no deliverance. Another thing. And the third thing, I give up. I don't know how many attempts you take. But Moses didn't quit in the middle. Till the last. That's because of what he believed about God, the trust in him. When we lack that, it makes us do all sorts of crazy things. Let's look at, who else do we want to look at? Even Peter, even in the New Testament, they actually didn't believe when Jesus said something, right? That at least you can a little bit understand, but not really. They were disciples, but still. And even in the Old Testament, if you look at the numerous other examples there were, like Jonah, when he was told to go to the Nineveh, he knew God. He knew God would like actually like forgive them. But he actually didn't want to believe God to have compassion. He wanted a God that was like just mean and was like, oh no, you're against this person, I'm going to like squish you, like decimate you into nothing. So the God that he wanted was not matching the God he was serving. That happens to us too, okay? And a lot of it flows from there. In fact, Jonah, to an extent we can say that, he sinned because he actually believed the character of God but didn't match up with what he wanted for God. It all boils down to the trust we have in God. Let's say he asked somebody to wait, like Saul. He was supposed to, like, you know, he was supposed to wait a certain number of days and then, like, wait for Samuel. That didn't happen. Why? You don't think of God as, oh no, he probably didn't mean it. It'll be okay if I do it on my own. And if you look at people in the Bible who were powerful, who did miracles, they utterly believed God. Elijah believed God when he said there would be no rain. And he knew when he prayed, God would give rain. Like the amount of belief, the trust, it's unwavering both in the God and his process. Even Paul, he knows God told him, hey, you're going to die there when you go. He was like, no, I'll go. I know. Because why that? Because they believe in God and know that what God has for them has a purpose. Let's take you and me. Let's say God is making us wait for something. What do you think of God in that time period? Are you thinking of him as a hard taskmaster who has no love? Or somebody who wants you to jump through hoops? Or do you have a view of God as somebody who is a trickster? Because none of that is our God. So if we are impatient, we don't trust his timing. We acknowledge him as God, but we don't trust his timing. Let's say he gives us different, even let's take a simple thing as a career or studies. He gives us something different than what we were expecting. We have disappointment, yes. But are we disappointed in what we got or God? And to be honest, I do have a lot of unanswered prayers in my life. But now at a point I realize, it doesn't mean I didn't have disappointment or discouragement, but from where I am, I turn back and look and I say that my God must have a purpose. Because he just doesn't look at me. I'm a small puzzle piece. Think of like a 1,000-piece puzzle piece. You are uniquely made to fit in this one place. And that too, think of it like in a mind-boggling way. As time passes, the puzzle keeps changing. That is how we are humans. And for a certain time, I'm there, and then suddenly that puzzle piece disappears and like the whole puzzle changes into something else. We can't even comprehend different dimensions, but we have a God who created these dimensions. And so much of the things that we get into are disobedience, our impatience, or even lust. What is that? How is that a lack of trust in God? Because we don't believe the pleasures he gives can be more satisfying. Or to wait for the time, as Song of Solomon says, wait for the time for the love to be awakened. We are not ready to do that because we don't trust him. We want that in our hands. And the concentration, the final part, which actually I kept thinking about the whole time today evening, was the amount of strength, thought, money we put into designing our life in this world the way we want. How much of that importance do we give to eternal life? If you are a Christian and truly believe what God says, that there is eternal life after death, does your life show that? Do you believe it? Do you trust it? If so, there should be actions in your life that actually proves what you believe. How much time? Because once we go to the eternal life, we don't need the Bible. We have God right there. He is the Word. Christ, he's there. And yes, there's no pain, there's no tears. But there are certain inklings, right? Building up treasures in heaven. There's a lot of all these verses and all the different crowns that we get in the afterlife. How much are we investing our time, talent, and our faith in the afterlife? If we truly believe that is forever, we live here, what, 80, 90, 100 years, even maybe like 110 to 220. But if there's going to be eternal life, and if you truly believe that, does your life and its actions reflect that? Because if we trust God, if we believe him, there is. So if in this little portion of time you are investing so much, if you actually believe eternal life, how much more is your focus on that? How much more importance would you give to other people coming into the eternal life? They just have one chance this life. They lose it after death. They can't make a choice after that to come to God and have him as a savior. So if you take almost every single sin, even in the Bible or in our life, we say we believe certain things about God, but do we really? Because our actions need to match up. If you are not able to wait, if you are impatient, if you disobey God, everything sort of boils down to one thing. You don't actually believe what he says, even though you think you do. பட் யுவர் ஆக்ஷன்ஸ் டோன்ட் மேட்ச் அப் ஃபார் தேட். அண்ட் அனதர் திங் இஸ் அ லாட் ஆஃப் டைம்ஸ் தட் இஸ் ஆல்சோ பேஸ்ட் ஆன் திங்ஸ் தட் யூ திங்க் காட் ஹேஸ் அ கேரக்டர் ஆஃப் விச் இஸ் ஆக்சுவலி நாட் ஹிம். இட்ஸ் அகெயின் அ டிஸ்டார்ட்டட் ட்ரஸ்ட் அண்ட் பிலீஃப் இன் காட். எவ்ரி திங் பாயில்ஸ் டவுன் டு தேட். ஸோ ஐ வுட் லைக் யூ டு டூ ஒன் திங். ஐ வுட் என்கரேஜ் யூ டு கோ ஆஸ் காட் டு அட்ரஸ் தோஸ் ஏரியாஸ் இன் யுவர் லைஃப் அண்ட் ஆக்சுவலி ஹெல்ப் யூ க்ரோ டு அ பாயிண்ட் வேர் யூ அட்டர்லி அண்ட் கம்ப்ளீட்லி பிலீவ் ஹிம். அண்ட் வி ஹாவ் டு பிலீவ் வென் வி டோன்ட் சி. தட் இஸ் ஃபேத். இஃப் யூ கேன் சி யூ டோன்ட் நீட் ஃபேத். ஐ ரீசன்ட்லி ஹர்ட் சம் ஒன் சே த ஆப்போசிட் ஆஃப் ஃபேத் இஸ் சீயிங். இட்ஸ் நாட் அன்பிலீவ், இட் இஸ் சீயிங். When you see, you don't need faith. You cannot have faith when you see, because you already see. So for that complete trust and belief in God and His process and what He says, I pray and that you, and encourage you to go to God with that and help Him grow your faith and help you grow in a relationship with Him where it gets to a point where you just know when things happen, oh, that's God. Oh, this is not God. Because you know who He is. Okay, then I'll talk to you guys next week. Bye.